Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barber, and with me is Barbara Hyland, and she won the most recent Venus Index contest. Go over to venusindex.com and check out her pictures. Barbara, thanks for being on the call. Your pictures look great, by the way. And so, like we were just talking about, let's just get into how you found... Have you worked out before, Venus? Or, like, have you been into fitness? No?
No. I worked out but just a little bit to maintain my weight, to keep my weight off. Mm-hmm. Like, I just did cardio, and I did butt exercises, like glute exercises.
Right, but that's it.
But with the machines in the gym, but it didn't work.
and so never like a whole body routine.
Yes, no, just the glute exercise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then so like we were just talking about, how did you even find Venus? So get into like how you found Brad first.
Yeah, I was like first I was like very heavy 2 years ago. Like I was like 40 pounds heavier than right now, and I start a diet. And in the forum of the diet, I learned about Brad Pillon and fasting.
Oh, so what diet were you doing? Or was it, can you remember?
ACG diet.
Oh,
yes,
really?
ACG diet. It worked great for me.
Mm.
I love it. I can swear for that. When you have to reduce a lot of weight. And I reduced like 40 pounds with that diet. And in the forum, I heard about Brad. And I subscribe. I started following him in Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I subscribed to his newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I received the pictures of the last contest.
The last Venus
and
contest.
That, yes. And I said, wow, I want that for me.
Mm-hmm. And that was it. You were sold. Did you join Venus then?
Yes, I was like, first I was like, I saw the pictures and I said, wow. But it was like, there was a nasty voice inside that said, you're too old for that.
Oh, really?
And
that's not nice.
Yes, I thought I was old. I'm 44 years old. So I thought I was old until I started browsing in the pictures and I found Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw Roberta, and I said, oh, she's really, really hot, and she's older than me. If she could do it, I can do it.
And so that sold you on it.
Yeah, exactly. Envy sold me. Envy is a great motivator, I think so.
Okay, and then you just decided, this is the first time you've done a whole body workout. What did you think of the workout?
Yeah, I love it because it gave me structure. I'm very disorganized. I'm very, I have attention deficit disorder.
Mm.
So I need structure. And the program gave me the structure I needed. And also the contest gave me a time frame. I tend to procrastinate.
Mm.
So I had a time frame to do things with the contest. And I said, this is what I need.
And have you ever entered a contest like this before?
No, absolutely no. I'm a housewife of the of the Mexican suburbs. No.
Yeah. So okay, so was that a big step for you? Like what made you think you were going to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, I've never entered a contest of that nature before.
Yeah.
All the kind of contest of photography contest and something, but never a workout contest, a transformation contest. It was absolutely new for me.
And you said you're 44. So have you ever been in a bikini and a pair of heels on camera like that?
Absolutely no.
Okay. Well, because it worked out really well. Your pictures are amazing.
No, absolutely no.
Okay.
It was the first time.
Yeah. Well, what'd you think? What'd you think at the end when you, like, would you think of the
result? No, it was totally worth it.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the pictures,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it was the before and after. It was like, oh, it's another person. I couldn't really feel the difference in myself. I see the difference, like my arms, but I didn't really realize the difference was that big until I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
I had no butt. I was like flat butt, pancake butt.
Well, you're getting there. It's, and along the way, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell things are changing until you stop and actually look at your pictures.
Yeah, and also the day of the contest, I was like ready for the pictures, and my husband said, "Wow." He turned his face and said, "Wow, you're winning the contest."
Oh, so he called it.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Okay, and then...
And he told the baby, "Your mother is winning a contest."
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. So do you have kids? How many people did you tell you were doing this?
Not so many people.
Yeah. Did you train at home or at a gym?
No, at a gym. Mm-hmm. At a gym, I didn't tell many people. I told the instructor of the gym, but not. I just told him. I was entering a contest in Canada.
Okay.
That was it.
Yeah.
And just close friends, and that was it.
And then nobody bugged you about it? You just went around, like, it was no big deal to anybody?
No. People start asking me what I was doing.
Oh, like as you were changing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then did you tell them anything?
Some people, yes. Some people, no. And I told them I was exercising. Mm-hmm. Because people start telling me I lost a lot of weight. And that was not really true. Because I really, from the day I started the contest to the pictures, I lost 10 pounds probably. That's not that much weight.
Well, yeah, considering you lost so much more before.
Yes. So people told me, "You're losing weight." And yeah, I lost a lot of weight before.
Mm-hmm. And so the weight training, what was that? Okay, so did you just do the phase one workout, like just the 3 a week, or did you do anything different?
Yeah, I did three. Yes, I did the phase one, mm-hmm. and three times a week, and I did the specializations.
Oh, okay,
I
you did those too.
Specializations.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did butt first and arms.
Uh-huh.
Then I did legs and shoulders. And then I did back, and now I'm doing another butt specialization. Yesterday I finished another butt specialization, mm-hmm. and back.
Okay, so you added in a bit of extra stuff there, and then as far as diet goes, what were you doing throughout the contest for diet?
Through the contest, fasting. I love fasting. Mm-hmm. Fasting is the easiest, cheapest diet ever invented. Mm-hmm. It's very, very easy to do it if you travel. And fasting, cutting carbs. I just have carbs. Well, try to cut carbs because I love cakes. But trying to no carbs, just oatmeal in the morning after my workout, mm-hmm. and fasting, and wash it.
That's basically it. And so how often did you fast?
One or twice a week.
Okay, depends. So you basically just did eat, stop, eat, like pretty simple.
Yeah, depends on the cakes I eat. If I, the weekend, I don't drink alcohol, so
oh, okay.
That helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I am mostly vegetarian.
Okay.
I only eat fish. So that helps, I think.
And then, okay, so did you use the... that's pretty simple. Who took your after pictures?
Who took my... the first pictures, my husband.
Okay.
With his phone, mm-hmm. the one, and the other one, I hired a photographer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they look really good. So you did... Like...
Yeah, I hired someone, a photographer, that he does... pictures.
Oh, okay. So he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, you know, with no lights, just his camera, and that was it.
Oh, you just outside
in my
there?
Gym. Yeah, in my gym.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he came to my gym, and yeah, no light. I thought he was coming, lighting and everything, and no lighting. Just though he took pictures.
Just raw. Okay, that's pretty good. That worked out really well.
Yeah.
So did you use the Venus community at all or the forums?
Not really.
No.
Not really. I'm starting right now because everyone start asking who in the hell is Barbara. So
Yeah, it's the if they this has happened once or twice before where somebody who wasn't really active in the community did really well in the contest, and yeah, there everyone wants to know who you are.
Yeah, so yeah, I know communities are very helpful. Mm-hmm. They helped me a lot when I was in the HCG diet.
Yeah,
the community helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now I really didn't have the time. Sometimes I went into and read, but I didn't post mm-hmm. nothing. And I'm also my English is not my main speaking language, so
right,
it's
yeah.
difficult to write.
So, yeah, it's not as simple for you, so it would be, yeah. I know, I understand. I completely understand. All right, well, so you do. So what's next? What do you want to do now?
What I want to do now, I don't. I'm doing right now the phase two.
Yep.
I'm like in the fourth week of the phase two and continue. I'm now, before I thought like gym was for crazy people.
and now you're one of them.
And now I'm one, exactly. Now I am. The other day it was Labor Day in Mexico, mm-hmm. and I was the only crazy person in the gym from 6 to 7 in the morning.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm crazy right now. But I'm really, really happy.
And do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I now enjoy it. If I don't do one day, I feel bad with. I need, I think, are the hormones I liberate when I exercise.
Yeah, so now it's become a regular thing, like you have to go do it.
Yeah, and I enjoy doing it.
Good.
It's not difficult for me anymore, so I'm really, really happy. And what's next? Well, probably doing, when I finish phase two, doing phase three, and I don't know, after that.
I don't know, hopefully we got phase four by then.
I hope so. Start working on it.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I love the structure it gives me. And also when I read a lot. And when I read the first book about the Golden Radio and everything, mm-hmm. it made sense to me.
Oh, the idea of shape.
My father,
the idea of shape instead of body weight, yeah.
Yeah, my father used to teach me a lot about the Golden Radio, so that made sense to me, and also that was one of the things that made me do it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I'm glad that it resonates. Like it makes sense to people. The idea of the ratio. I just talked to somebody else who's in the contest, and they said the same. I think everybody says the same thing that the shape, the concept of going after shape, it makes sense instead of just weight, because eventually weight just doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah, it does. I have like the bad thing about weighing myself every day that I get from the HCG diet, but it really doesn't matter to me anymore.
Yeah, so you don't care about body weight. It's all about shape now.
Yeah, I weigh, but I really don't care because my clothes are fitting much, much better. I'm thrilled with the results.
Good. Well, I'm happy. I'm glad. I mean, and your results are great. Okay, so then what do you have for advice for any of the new Venus women listening?
Give yourself the chance. It's not giving the program the chance. It's not giving you the chance. It's giving yourself the chance.
Mm-hmm. Would you recommend them getting into the contest? Or?
Yes, but for me, it was giving the structure and giving the time frame to do it. Maybe it's not for everyone, the contest. Maybe it's something personal, I think, but I will do it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have anything else, or you just want to leave it at that?
No, I'm absolutely, that's enough for you, that's enough for me.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations on winning. And for Barbara Highland, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.